Public Radio 89.5, KWGS 735. Good morning, I'm John Durkee. There are millions of people across the nation having trouble finding work. But in the growing town of Guymon, it is different. There are more jobs than people to fill them. Oklahoma Watch's Graham Lee Brewer takes us to Guymon.
Driving in her car along downtown Main Street in Guymon, Malin Johnson names just a few of the many businesses that bustle with activity, including a local theater.
This is the community theater. You know, we've got some really talented people. We have some really talented artists.
Johnson is the director of Main Street Guymon. Back in her office, she repeats the opinion of many in town that the influx of Hispanic immigrants over the last two decades has created an economic boom. She says Main Street is busy, and many of those businesses are Hispanic-owned and operated.
I would say on Main Street, I'm going to guess half. It's about half and half. It's pretty reflective of our population.
Recent prosperity in the Panhandle's largest town doesn't stop at Main Street. A new fire station and animal shelter are currently under construction, and ground just broke for the new library. The motels are full, and available houses are bought up quickly. Ask just about anyone in town, and they'll tell you life didn't always move so fast. In fact, just 20 years ago, Guymon was shrinking. Ask those same people, what was the game changer, and they'll tell you.
Seaboard. You know, and I think that's the biggest thing to all of this. I probably wouldn't have a job.
Vicki Ayers McEwen is community and economic developer for the city of Guymon, and she says that before Seaboard Foods decided to build a large pork processing plant in town in 1994, there wasn't much of Guymon left.
Population was like 6,000 and dwindling. The main street was almost completely dried up. People just don't realize how bad things were prior to Seaboard.
According to the 2010 census, Guymon's population is just above 11,000, 52% of which are of Hispanic origin. While McEwen and her colleagues agree Hispanics are now the majority, they've challenged the overall population numbers.
We knew in our heart and our gut and everything else that that was wrong. We believe, based on our residential meters, we're closer to the 14,000 range, a little bit below 14,000.
There is also migrant and undocumented workers to take into account. It's unlikely that either group was well represented in the population estimates. After several weeks of correspondence, Seaboard Foods declined to answer any questions about the demographics of their workers. Requests for a tour were also declined. Last week, Seaboard Foods publicly acknowledged that Immigration and Customs Enforcement seized documents from their Guymon plant as part of an ongoing investigation. Neither Seaboard or ICE is commenting further. Despite the scrutiny, Guymon plugs along, creating jobs and expanding. Vicki Ayers McEwen says, even with the sluggish economy, that trend should continue, with other businesses looking into Guymon.
You know, those are looking at bringing in the immediate year or two, you know, we're talking about another 300 to 500 jobs, and we have a shortage. Almost every business in Guymon could use one or two, three or four employees.
Guymon City Manager Ted Graham agrees, pointing to the city's housing shortage.
Yeah, and we've seen some real changes here. I mean, this, you know, if you move here, you can't just rent a place tomorrow. And you may wait a couple months, you may wait longer than that.
As of right now, there are simply more jobs to be worked than houses for those workers. But even with Guymon's success, for many in town, the transition from an overwhelmingly white population to majority Hispanic hasn't been an easy one. Malin Johnson recognized those tensions then and now.
There's a bunch of people that are stuck in the mud. You know, they don't like what's being done at the school. They don't like what's being done anywhere. But most people have come to realize where other towns were dying, we were alive and well.
We'll take a look at the tensions that surfaced, as well as those that continue to linger, in part two of our look at Guymon, Oklahoma. For Oklahoma Watch, I'm Graham Lee Brewer.
7:39 now, traffic and weather in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.